How does it feel to be state champions in 2018?
Really good, Brandon. Thank you. I thought we were on a mission all year, and it was mission accomplished. You know, I feel like we were played at a really high level for a really long time. It would have been a shame if we couldn't get it done. So it feels a little relief, and it feels really like an accomplishment for kids that really just worked their tails off all year long.
Absolutely, and it came against Cheyenne East, the team that got you guys last year. Does that add any special feeling to it?
People have asked, and I mean, right after the game, people were talking about, well, you know, you got... It just didn't hit us. I don't think it even resonated with the girls. You know, they're just, hey, they're a great program. If you'd have watched them a week ago, and you did, in Laramie, I mean, they were a mess. I mean, they weren't playing well at all. They finished fourth, and he's such a good coach. They have such a good program. They're there year in and year out. And so it really didn't matter, I don't think, who was standing in our way, the way these kids performed this year. It's no disrespect to anybody or their program or anybody else we played. It just, the bar was so high, and we exceeded expectations. I don't remember a team that won, 17 games in conference by 15 or more, 18 or more, you know, yeah. 15, 18, 23, whatever it was. It was a run that was unprecedented.
Yeah, to be blunt, I mean, you guys were really competing against yourselves most of the year, and you've done this a long time, and you've said, you know, this team is reaching new heights in the history of the program since I've been here. I mean, what are those heights for those Camel fans?
Well, I'll probably reflect on it, look back at some old tape or some old books and kind of see what it was like in the 90s when we were just the pinnacle of the state. And back in those days, there just weren't many teams that could play with us at all in the early 90s. Should say, yeah, probably early mid 90s, and I'm sure we had runs like that where we beat teams by that amount of points. I don't know, and it doesn't. The amount of points doesn't really matter. It just mattered. I thought how we were playing. Coach Gill just said that all year long. You thought who we're playing, how we're playing, and I just don't remember a level that was that consistent in what it's 24 years now, and I can't remember every year the same. But these kids just outperformed, I think, any team I can remember in terms of their consistency. And it was both offense and defense. I don't know which was better. I mean, you'd ask sometimes, what did you like better, you know, or Dean? I liked them both really good all year long, really consistently, because I don't think there was ever a time where I can say, no, we were bad on defense tonight, or we were terrible on offense. I thought last night we were pretty poor on offense for the first time in a long, long time. And I think you got to give credit to Cheyenne Central for that. And defensively, we've had a few miscues here in the last 3 months, but for the most part, we're really, really, really solid on defense all year. So that's talking about 2018 when we got healthier and when we got in better shape. Things started to roll in our direction. I just give the kids all the credit for that. It was an awesome senior class and just an awesome season.
Yeah, so again, we asked you on senior day, but what is this group of seniors, these five seniors, meant to you?
I told them in the locker room, told them on senior night, the fact that they had a choice of schools and chose to stay, it just resonates, and I'll never forget. You know, it's not just our program or us. It's the fact that they chose to remain there. And build something. I shouldn't say build something. Just continue. I think a tradition we've had in a long time, and it really does mean a lot. And gosh, they couldn't. Jordan and Bailey and Kiera and Maddie and Molly are all special to me for that reason, and maybe a little more special because of that decision and how that worked. And you know, I said it all year long, and I cheered the Bolts from afar for every game they played except for the ones that we played, and Brady did a phenomenal job with them. And it did mean a lot to me, and it meant a lot to our program for those girls who committed and played their rears off in the off season and had some shortcomings. We're 5-5 in December. What's the matter? I think, like, what was it, Aaron Rodgers had said a year or two ago, you know, don't panic or relax, you know. I think we're going to be okay. You know, we had some injuries. We're in bad shape. So, and I was pleased with the fact that how we came about. The whole 2018 is just a magical run that won't soon be forgotten.
So we've talked about your players a lot this year. Let's talk about your coaches, because you've got a great staff top to bottom, and that's what makes a program.
Well, yeah, thank you. I mean, they deserve it, and I feel like the two that we brought on, you know, Sarah Miller, I still call her sometimes. Sarah Foss played for us back in those early years, 97 it was, I believe, that she graduated, and she was actually still the best three-point percentage shooter in Camel Girls history. I mean, she's a phenomenal player and an intense competitor. And, gosh, we added a ton when we added her because she coaches like she played, and that is with intensity. Coach Sarvey is a wonderful man who's a great liaison from Twin Spruce. And I feel like that's who's feeding the camels now, and I feel like having him there is just going to be, he's a teacher there, and he's got a real calm spirit. You know why we need somebody who's calm? Because the other four of us can get pretty bizarre and yell and scream sometimes, and he's a voice of reason at times. Coach Gill has been a godsend to have a guy that's at my right hand. Jason and I coached football together back in the mid-90s, 20-plus years ago. We were way, way, way back. He's got the same, I think, dry humor and mental acumen that I do, and it probably drives the girls crazy because he's with me all the time. He doesn't have a team to coach. And the fact that he did as much as he did, he's the D coordinator at Thunder Basin in football, and he thinks defensively, and a lot of credit onto what we did defensively this year goes to him. He's with me at every practice, and I'm not afraid to turn everything over to whomever because, heck, he understands the defense better than I do, and our girls listen to him. They respect him. Kevin Klein, what has it been, 90, I think 99 he joined, so it'll be 20 years together next year, he and I. He's a guy that does it all. He coaches our JV to and gets kids ready. He takes that job so seriously that he gets guys ready for the varsity level, and he does it better than anybody I've seen. He has I would say an attitude and an intensity about him that is just so welcomed, and he has such a good game judgment. He does half of our substitutions probably, and he's done that forever because he just looks for those things and he sees things that I don't. So, yeah, I appreciate you asking because it certainly couldn't be done without him. And we have, I'm sure every staff would say it, but ours is the best in the state, in my opinion.
All right, Lady Camels head coach Mitch Hulse, congratulations on another state championship. And have a safe trip back to Glen, right?
Too.
All right, Lady Camels head coach Mitch Hulse for the final time here in the 2017-18 season as the Lady Camels beat East earlier tonight, 65-41.